leprechauns.
Hating leprechauns is wrong.
Hey man, quit harassing the swans.
Passing, third down and long.
Hey, mating frogs by the pond.
Ooh. Ribbit.
Did you see that girl?
Singing crappy Jewel songs?
These foolish games.
Eating lunch in the John?
Hello and welcome to 1800 Seconds, the show that gets up at 4 a.m. to bake you a fresh batch of funny. Now, just because this is the first show, I thought we'd bring out some of the people that really make this show happen, just so you can meet them and get to see what makes them so special. So, first of all, let's bring out Woodsy. Come on out. All right, this is Woodsy right here. And he can talk in any accent, in anything. And it's really amazing. So Woodsy, let's hear you say, "Hi there, I'd like a cheeseburger in Australian."
Yeah, I can do that.
Crikey, man, could I use a cheeseburger right about now?
Oh, amazing. That was amazing. That was great. All right, now, would you, let's hear you say it in Chinese this time.
Okay. Crikey, man, could I use a cheeseburger right about now?
Okay. Sounded a little bit like Australian, so let's try East Indian. Can you do that?
I got that one down. Good.
Crikey, man, could I use a cheeseburger right about now?
All right, well, I can see you have an amazing talent there. We'll talk to you.
Would you like to hear my Portuguese?
Oh, we'll get that later. Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, the other thing we have is we have Jen here, who's got a great one. Come on out. She's a one-man band, and she's... Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Jen. All right, so that's as you... Sam! All right, come here, bud. All right, this is Sam, everyone. He works on the show. And, Sam, why don't you tell him why you're here, bud?
Friend of action.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Oh, boy. As you can see, we have a lot of really talented people working on this show. So, and we're really excited to show you what we have. So, if you're like me, and I know I am, you would like really like to get this show started. So, I now present to you 1800 Seconds.
I had this job about 6 months. It's a good union job. Lots of benefits.
Yeah, I agree. It's a pretty good job here. I'm on the Cabbie Exchange Program from North Bronx. And I like setting out here a lot better to raise the family. It's beautiful weather, you know, don't got that smog choking on you all day long.
Yeah, a lot less gunfights, you know, you're not dodging the bullets. And the kids, I think the kids really like us around here.
Yeah, we try to start each day with a good round of stretching, because pulled muscle could put you out for 6 to 8 weeks, and you know that's money out of your pocket.
The kids appreciate it a whole lot more than NYU, a bunch of over there. I mean, knives getting pulled on you all the time, and it's really dangerous over there. The kids are just little craps, and out here they really appreciate it. Nice Iowa people, and even though they don't even pay for it, the union pays for it, which is comes out of that tuition, you know. Some people say, you know, misallocation of funds, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's campus cab. It's part of the job, you know. It's a service of the Iowa State University. Campus cab, on time, every time, free rides. Slow down. I'm like, hey, you want to get to JFK in 5 minutes? You know, I'm gonna have to go a lot faster than this. All right, easy stop, man.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much, man. You have a nice day now.
Thanks.
All right.
So, can you come back about four?
4 o'clock? Yeah, I'll be here.
All right,
see you then.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things...
All right, hop in, buddy. Where to?
Carver.
You know I work all
day. Yeah, I guess that's not bad for a Wednesday. I tell you though, on Mondays, man, this thing is almost full. People are so lazy after the weekend. They've been having fun and doing their little thing. They get to campus, they don't want to walk anywhere. So we always do good business on Mondays, lots of tips. I tell you, as the week goes on, business goes way down. No money, I'm telling you. But, I guess that's the life of a campus cabbie. Take the good with the bad, you know. Campus cab! Doing this work on campus and stuff. Always got a lot of debris in the wheels. You got to keep the car checked so it's always in perfect condition for taking the kids around campus. Especially when you're going off road and trying to cut in between buildings. You got to take a shortcut so you go like across the knoll or something like that. You always get lots of debris in the wheels. That's bad for the cab.
We got Cy right here, you know. We compete with them a little bit, you know. Of course, they can't go, you know, take you to Ross, which is right in the middle of campus. So I think that's Ross and Curtis and some of the buildings right in the middle. There's our main points here.
Yeah, you never want to test your wits against Cy right there. That's a quick bus. So, you know, if you ever see us on campus, hail us down. We'll take you where you want to go.
That's right. We're on campus under 2 minutes. Yeah.
On time, every time.
Hey, you guys on duty?
Oh, here. Oh.
How'd you get to Ross Hall?
Campus cab over here.
All right, here we go. You want to ride the class, man? Hop right in here.
You know I feel all right. You know I feel all right.
As the leader of the game, what did you think of the outcome?
Tell you honest, God, truth, it was a good start, but I think we had a few cheaters in the week, so you can bet your bottom dollar on it. You want to get a few of the people that actually participated?
Great,
the winner
thanks.
Of the last game, red light, green light. Let's get him.
What's Woodsy. Your name, sir? Hi.
My name is Woodsy. Okay. Plain and simple.
How did you prepare for the race and the tournaments that went on today?
I've been in training for about 3 or 4 months now. I have a traffic light in my room that I practice with, and so I'm more on a visual cue here. Being a professional red light green light player, you learn to overcome these difficulties. And
when I play a game, I like to play fair.
Jeff, what are your feelings on the game and all these accusations that you cheated?
Well, Abby, I'm just dumbfounded. I just got the call up on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I was playing down in the Sarasota League, and you know, I just come up here, and these professionals, you know, they think they own the court and everything, and they do, pretty much.
Hello, I'm Jeff Lockhart, live on tape with a little thing we here at 1800 Seconds like to call the Lockhart Report. It's a little bit me, and it's a little bit you. And now, the news. A bit of stale news about a campaign that never was. Dan Quayle is calling it quits in his campaign for the Republican nod for the president. The former Veep is dropping out, saying that getting his party's nomination had become nearly impossible. Said the oft-maligned Quayle of running for the presidency, there's a time to stay and there's a time to fold. He then broke it down old school, as he stated, know when to walk away, know when to run. Prince William of England is considering taking a year off from his schooling to work. The 17-year-old boy, who would be king, is pondering a stint in Australia as a sheep rancher. A 26-year-old family friend will accompany the young heartthrob of Windsor on his journey of self-discovery. You know what they say in England? Nothing will make a boy a man quite like a year spent with a flock of sheep and a 26-year-old man. The Cyclone football team notched up loss number 2 for the season against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This has given me food for thought. Now, I don't like to give advice to coaches or players. I think McCarney and his staff have assembled a team on the verge of greatness. My advice goes to the alumni. You, the alumni need to band together to bring something to ISU that is the mark of most great college sports programs. Under the table illegal activity. All the top teams have it, or have had it. Tennessee, Notre Dame, Washington, the list goes on and on. So my advice to you, the alumni, is adopt a player. I'm talking cars, money, clothes, the whole works. So in the true Cyclone Spirit alumni, lend a hand. Let's get this program on the road. Matthew McCauley, the suspected campus computer thief, turned himself into DPS recently, or not so recently. McCauley is suspected in the theft of $13,000 of computer equipment. The break in the case came when McCauley's van was spotted outside the English office building carrying a load of electronic equipment bearing ISU tags. The van was parked. No high-speed chase required. Just tow the van. Bang! Instant evidence. Instead, they let the van go off on its merry way. Then you just have to track it down later. Lock your bike to anything on campus, however. You don't have a bike anymore. Carry around $3,000 worth of university-owned computer equipment, and hey, we'll see you later. Drive carefully. Just another example of how frightening DPS would be if we let them play with guns. The Democratic candidates for president invaded the ISU campus this weekend. Both men are targeting Iowa because of its first-in-the-nation caucuses. Bradley had the sunroom thundering with polite but reserved applause, while on Friday, Gore dished up a heaping helping of that old Gore charisma. You guys get that one? Officials within Iowa State's Creek system say we need to wrap this news up. So with that in mind, I'm Jeff Lockhart for 1800 Seconds and the Lockhart Report. Once again, I'm Jeff Lockhart, just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
He was about 30 years of age. He was the son, as was thought, of Joseph, the son of Heli, who was the son of Mattat, and the son of Matthias and the son of Amos. Well, basically, the moral of the story is that you're all going to hell, my children. That's right. None of you have a chance. You drink and you smoke and you begat with one another. And you know it's not right. That's right. You're going to hell too, my son. ICP.
No, you're...
Yeah, we'll see who's laughing when you're burning in hell on the eighth concentric circle of Dante's Easy Bake. Huh? On the word of God. You.
Me?
You can be saved. Simple $15 for a t-shirt and you will rise to the heavens.
Forever?
Forever.
$15.
$15. Tomorrow, when I have the t-shirts here. Oh. So just come back tomorrow and you too will be saved. Avoid temptation. You are a child of God.
Thank you. Somebody say hell.
Have mercy on me.
Don't listen to him. He is evil.
Oh, yes. It's much clearer now.
Yes. My son.
Thank you.
Yes.
For showing me the way of evilness, I guess. Oh, okay.
Rejection of Nazareth.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
He came
out.
He had to.
Think so. These college students are just having a good time. You're just here bugging them. Stop it.
But they need to know the way. They need.
Stop it.
They
Stop
must know.
Bothering them. The way is Satan.
The way is God socks, my friend.
The way is Satan. Worship Satan.
Worship God.
Shut
the word
your
of
mouth.
God socks.
Worship Satan.
The fact that you're here preaching this to these kids, you're going to hell.
I am hell. What's with you and your socks? They look funny. Look at them. They look stupid. That's it. I'm gonna summon my little friend. Meet my friend, Psycho Socks.
You can't use socks for evil. Socks are pure and wholesome and... I know I don't dress like normal people, but I love socks and I love to help people and I just need you right now to help me. Please, somebody.
Hey man, how's it going, dude? I'm Jesus.
How's it going?
Looks like he could use a hand or two here.
Yeah, I've got Satan and his buddy here. They're really making me mad, Jesus.
Well, you seem to be a pretty good guy, even though you dress kind of funny, and you wear your socks kind of high, and you get a little carried away sometimes. I like you.
Really? You really like? I knew it! I rule! Yes!
Not that much, buddy. Not that much.
Look, Jesus. This God socks character is just annoying everybody. Just look at his socks.
I think I'm gonna have to go with Satan on this one.
Oh, jeez, my stomach.
Well, you guys can just go to hell.
I made hell, buddy.
I guess it was all just a bad dream. What was it? No!
Everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of
That's Awesome!
Yes! Today we have another great and, dare I say, awesome product from Blamish, the people who brought you ice and snow. I'd like to introduce John Ramis, president of Blamish, with his great new product, H2 Awesome. Give him a round of applause.
Thanks for having me, Trev.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
What do you got for us?
Well, on the first day, God created the heavens and the earth. And on the second day, God created H2 Awesome. You see, it says right here, Trev, the H2 Awesome is God's greatest creation, and now we own the patent.
That's in the Bible?
It sure is. Didn't you know that?
I'll be damned.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, what is H2 Awesome made of?
Well, I hate to give away a little secret, but I can tell you that it is two parts H and one part of Oh So Good.
Wow. So, what are the health benefits of H2 Awesome? What can it do for me?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, Trev. And here to tell us a little bit about it is our resident health expert, Dr. Ron Kilgore.
Let's give a big, that's awesome welcome to Dr. Ron!
Thank you forever. I have always been a big fan.
Well, so tell us, what can you tell us about this awesome product?
Well, to put it simply, H2 Awesome is the first multi-purpose liquid substance that is used for both commercial and home usage. The possibilities are endless. In fact, you may have heard of Blamo's other products. It is mostly ice and snow.
Wow, like the record-breaking snow.
That is right, and they are mostly made by the same product.
H2 Awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome!
Tell us more!
Well, I'd like to bring out a little weight loss demonstration because I bet you did not know that H2 Awesome is a great weight loss aid. So here is our little demonstration. Here we go.
I used to weigh over 600 pounds.
No! Sorry. Keep going, buddy. I'm sorry.
I tried everything. And then after consuming nothing but bread and H2 Awesome, I'm down to a trim 94 pounds. Soaking wet.
With H2 Awesome?
Exactly.
Wow, that's incredible. But I bet you did not know that H2 Awesome can also improve the health and the food that you eat today. In fact, to do another demonstration, we're going to bring out our young man right here. If you can come on out, man.
I had to go to the hospital every day just to get my IV feed.
That's just dang inconvenient.
No kidding. But because of H2 Awesome, I'm free.
Hey, I'm about that. That's pretty incredible. And did you know that it also can improve ramen noodles?
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm serious.
Ma'am, you didn't know that? Ma'am?
I guess not. I guess you didn't know that.
What about your love life? How can H2 Awesome help your love life?
Well, I'm also glad you mentioned that, because to demonstrate, we're going to bring out a few of our young gentlemen right here.
Come on out, fellas. Give them a round of applause.
Poor H2 Awesome. We were social rejects.
The women hated us!
But due to its amazing cleansing and bathing powers of H2 Awesome,
we're chick magnets, baby!
Oh, I gotta get me some of that.
Hey, well, hold on, and you can get that really cheap.
All right, you two, take it to
our room. Get out of here, thanks a lot.
How much is it?
Well, I can tell you it is only $29.95, a very cheap bottle.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome!
That's right, it sure is, guys. And wait a minute. Is that Kool-Aid you got there?
Yeah, you know, if only H2 Awesome could help me with Kool-Aid.
But it can. It can.
You're kidding!
No, I'm serious. It sure can. Wow, that's not so awesome.
But I got one more question to ask.
Yes.
And I think you know what it is.
Oh, I think I do too. We're gonna present you one little other stunt here. In fact, if I may, can I have the jacket?
Wow, that's an expensive looking jacket, my friend.
You're doggone right. You don't get this anywhere. I tell you what, this is my best jacket I always wear. And
oh, you're not.
I'm serious, it's a $700 jacket, but I'm telling
you dear.
That once I get this puppy on, go ahead, if you're doing a demonstration. H2 Awesome will come out of here in less than... Oh, I'm sorry. In less than 15 minutes, it will be stain-free.
I gotta say.
Leave no stain.
Awesome.
Well, hey, we gotta wrap it up here, folks. Remember, 1-800-365-3298, $25.95 a bottle. Woo! Yeah! Woo! See you next week!
In the car, we'll follow you.